Welcome, everybody. It's time for The Skinny on Beauty, the only show that gives you the straight scoop, the real stories of what's happening out there in the beauty industry. From our professional beauty blogger herself here, Cheryl Hawley. Hey, Cheryl.
Hi, Paul. How's it going?
I'm good. I forgot to say this is also where technology and art collide. I've never quite understood that.
Yes, technology and art. The art of blogging meets the online platforms. Thank you so much for the introduction, Paul. I am so excited to be in the studio today. It's been 3 weeks or so since I've been in the studio.
We've missed you.
Yes, I've missed being here. You know, you could do a podcast from your living room, from your bed, if you'd like to.
That's
but,
right.
You know, and I have done that, I think, once in the last couple of years.
But if you want the true studio experience,
yes.
If you want the good mics and the engineers and the live streams and all that kind of stuff, you got to come to a studio.
Yes, and that's exactly, you took the words right out of my mouth. So that's exactly why I'm excited to be here today in beautiful Costa Mesa in Orange County, California. I'm here with Tazuma
Arian.
Arian. Okay. All right. And I would have said it like that, but I just wanted to make sure because my pronunciation is not the best. So we're here today with the founder of Splash of Teal, a fashion and lifestyle blog located in the heart of Orange County. Welcome, Zuma. Thank you so much for being with me today here in the studio.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited to dive in. But before we do and talk a little bit about fashion and blogging, I'd like to talk a bit about your background. You, first and foremost, are a mom of two.
Yes.
And then during the day, you also work as an immigration attorney where you focus on working with refugees. And I'm sure that, you know, that gives you a lot of benefits at the end of the day, which I do want to talk about. And to me, this is very inspirational because between all of this, you know, you find time to not only attend blogger events, but also cover them on your blog. And for all the bloggers out there that are listening and wanting some motivational tips from Zuma today, you know that that is one of the hardest things to do is not only get yourself to attend the event, but then do the coverage of the event. And so somewhere between the lines of not either attending the event or attending and then knowing that you have to do the press, some bloggers get lost. You know, they're like, oh, I don't want to do it. They can't find the motivation and the inspiration to do it. And I have been watching you and you definitely have some awesome local coverage of Orange County events and style wear on your blog. I'm trying to get the connection between becoming an immigration lawyer to style blogger and how that came about. So if you will.
It's so obvious, Cheryl. It's so
oh,
obvious.
My gosh. Well, enlighten the ones that that are with me. Give me some tweets. Let me know you understand my philosophy here. So take us back, Zuma, 3 years ago when you decided to study law.
Well, I decided to study law. It was quite some time ago. But then recently, when I became immigration attorney, I needed this outlet because it's a very demanding job and I have creative side of me and I needed that outlet to start something that will fulfill my creativity. And
right.
That's where this blog came about.
Okay. And now how old is your blog?
Oh, I started it, I believe, Splash of Teals in April or March of this year.
Okay.
It's pretty new.
So it is pretty new, but you have a lot of content on your blog. I mean, you're just out there pounding the pavement. Zuma and I actually met not too long ago, maybe a few weeks, actually.
Yes.
And we've been best buddies since. She came to my first blogger event, Poolside Pretty. Everybody can look at the press from that and the pictures online by using the hashtag Poolside Pretty, and you'll see Zuma and myself and some photos and some other beautiful bloggers in the Orange County and LA areas. It was the first blogger event that Unite Socially, my company, threw, and it was a great success. And Zuma somehow, I've never even asked you, how did you find out about the event?
Blogger babes.
Yes. Heidi Nazarotin.
Yes.
Awesome. And I do not butcher her name. I've never butchered her name.
<There you go. laughs>
As my arm raises.
That's why she came to your party.
Yeah. I love Heidi. Heidi and
She's
I work
awesome.
Very close together. So awesome. So you found out about the event through Blogger Babes, which everybody, if you want to be a blogger, that's another amazing outlet for just tips on how to get started and actually monetize your blog. So Zuma, we can find you at Splash of Teal across all social media channels, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, like, what does your day entail? I know you said that being an immigration lawyer is very demanding. So, paint a picture for us.
Well, first of all, it's sometimes it's long hours. Sometimes you have to get out of town, and sometimes it's just draining experience listening to the stories. It can be sometimes it's just typical lawyer stuff, dealing with the clients, dealing with the judges. That can be quite draining too. So I start my day really early. I get up like at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I get out and I do whatever I have to do for work, and then I, as much as I can, I try to bring work home so I can spend my time with family and do my other things. And just if I want to look through the file at night, then that's what I'll do.
So you bring your work home, and then when do you actually write on your blog? And do you cross the two ever? Because I know it's a lifestyle blog, and those could have different categories underneath them depending on the blogger. So
when I work on my blog, no, I completely keep them separate. Mm-hmm. Because what I usually do to give it 100% to whatever I do, I have a full daily schedule every day, and I write everything out so that I say, okay, from this time to this time, or around this time, this is what I do, and around that time, I do something else. Mm-hmm. That way, I don't have to worry about or think about what else I have to do throughout the day, and I can give 100%.
Right.
Now, if you're asking about do I write about my work in my blog, I try not to, because my blog is something that keeps me away from my work. It's something that gives me that initial creativity and pleasure, mm-hmm. that gives me that relaxation from the demanding work side.
Right.
And that's why I try to keep them separate. I did write that I am an immigration attorney and that I work with refugees, but I don't really write stories about it.
You don't write stories about, yeah. And I can see how that can get convoluted, like, within.
Of course.
As well. So, now, aside from your passion as a writer, because you did study English, correct?
Yes.
Yes. So, do you have your master's?
Oh, no. What I did is I came from Armenia in 92, a while ago. And then I studied music back in Armenia.
Okay.
And then when I came here, you know, we're immigrants. We had to be very pragmatic and try to figure out, okay, what can we do to support your family? And that's when I decided that, well, being a lawyer is very stable job. That at least was in our community people were talking about. And I decided to do that. But I also had a passion because I was very patriotic and passionate about the country, and I thought this was my way to be part of it.
Right.
And so then I studied English because at that time I just had to literally learn language. And then I used my, you know, bachelor's degree, everything from back from Armenia, and then I ended up going to law school. So I attended directly to law school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You obviously have a passion for writing, and you found an outlet to do that as a blogger to get the creative side out. So would you say that the creative side comes out in person through fashion? Because I know that you write a lot about style.
I think that fashion is, sometimes we want to be artists, but we're not. And this is my way to express my artistic side. Every day I dress up and I decide what to wear because it affects my life. If it affects how I feel. Mm-hmm. And it allows me to be an artist and choose the colors and choose the silhouettes and styles and create that image of who I am today. Mm-hmm. And you know, if it makes me feel good, then I'm in a happier mood. I smile, and then people see my smile, and they feel better.
Yes,
it's always nice when somebody around you is smiling.
Yes, no, definitely, and I understand that because, you know, I work a lot, you know, online as a social media expert. So, you know, a lot of the networking, you know, is not part of my daily routine. So it's easy for me to get into like the SoCal or rather Orange County drum, which is like yoga pants and a t-shirt, you know, and not get dressed up, which is why fashion is the third category on my blog. But, you know, I always love putting on makeup, so I get it, you know, and I understand the style part too, because it really affects like how we go throughout our day and how we feel about ourselves, you know, because there's a lot of times where, you know, I don't want to get ready, or hey, I don't get ready, you know, and I can tell a difference in my mood. And tell me if you're with me on this one also, exercise.
Oh, I'm definitely with you.
Yes. If I don't work out, I'm not like horrible to be around, right. But I can tell the difference.
No, but I have to tell you that when you're busy, when there's so many things to do, mm-hmm. and to go for exercise, yoga class or Pilates class or just for a run, it takes at least an hour, right, of your time.
Yes.
And you're so busy, there's so many things you have to do. So you don't want to do it because you think, oh, I have no time to exercise.
Right.
But I really made it a point to write it in my schedule so that when it's on my schedule, then I have to get up and do it. I kind of feel responsible that
yes.
I cannot fail my schedule. I have
yes.
to go and do it. And you know what? You never, ever get out of exercise unhappy. That makes you, it makes you feel so much better.
Yes,
so much
alive.
More energetic.
Mm-hmm.
So I always remind myself when I don't want to drag myself to the gym, oh, please, I will feel so much better when I'm going to be done. And it's
yes,
true.
And it is, you know, and sometimes if I don't have time to go to the gym, then I'll just do Julianne Michaels or something.
Right, whatever it is.
You know,
is.
Some yoga exercise routine with myself, because I went through teacher training mm-hmm. for yoga a couple years ago, so... But going to the studio or going to the gym is really hard. But I have to say that both I prefer doing exercise that way, like around others, because it helps keeps you motivated.
Right, of course.
Which is why sometimes blogging is hard. I mean, even for myself, because, you know, I mean, my podcasts always go up on the blog. But there's a lot of times where I fall through the cracks, too. I'll attend an event and I don't, or I'll ask, you know, a guest blogger to come in. As you know, you did the OC Fashion Week
right.
Yeah, review on my website. So everybody go to SkinnyOnBeauty.com and see that. And of course, obviously, check out SplashDetail.com for all of her blogging and the benefits that she's received from it. But, you know, Zuma, it's been something that, you know, staying motivated in any type of thing that makes you feel better on your daily routine seems to be a struggle for most people, you know? And so, so I'm curious to know, like, when you first started, like, actually your first blog post, did you... I know you've probably felt that initial release, right? But did you know that that was going to be your outlet for creativity and actually help you reduce stress?
You know, it really did. I used to have a blog before, and it was just more like my diary from my family and friends. And when I started Splash of Teal, I actually really sought it out. I really planned it. And I thought that it would be my creative outlet. And it's hopefully going to inspire other women to use fashion or whatever. Because I don't really write only about fashion. I write about whether it's travel or other little things to add color to your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so excited. I really was when I... My first blog post was on. I was very, very excited.
Now, is that your tagline? Add color to life?
Well, yes, live color. Well, living colorfully. Yes.
Living colorfully.
Yeah.
Okay. So what would you say, like, what are the different categories, if you will, that we would see on your blog?
Well, on my blog right now, there's definitely fashion and life. I write since, you know, I started only in March or April, and I didn't have enough to have a special category for different things. But
mm-hmm.
what I did is I put under life, and there's travel. There's really pointers on how to do things to make you feel better, or how to motivate yourself, or how to improve your mood or anything like that, that would help, because I struggle with this. And I would imagine that if I struggle with this and somehow I figured out what worked for me, it can work for somebody else. And if it works for somebody else, I'll be so happy.
Now, do you have like a calendar, like a weekly or monthly calendar of like, okay, I'm going to write, or actually, let me start with this question. How often do you blog?
My ultimate goal to do 4 times a week. Right.
Okay.
Now I do between 2 to 3.
Okay. So within that 2 to 3, do you have like a motivational tip for one and then a travel the other and then style the other? Or how do you categorize what like content you push out
well,
there?
Well, I try usually to do Mondays. It's probably more like workout fit because everybody... I mean, I'm still struggling with getting used to this Monday thing. Mondays are tough. So I try to put in some fun outfit, something colorful or red, or sometimes if I really need to have a quiet day out, like put my sunglasses on and not take them off, then it would be that type of an outfit, you know. So I try to kind of inspire my Monday somehow. But on Wednesday, usually I talk about other things. I'm just kind of talking about whether it's travel or whatever other little tips that I thought of or came up with, or even if I just need to vent about something. Those are my Wednesdays.
Right.
And then I do Thursdays or Fridays, mostly Thursdays, something for weekend, to get rid of myself to for weekend, whether it's a tip or what to do, or it's just a fun boho outfit or some jean and t-shirt type of outfit, something for weekend.
That sounds like a really good strategy that you have going on a weekly basis.
That's what I, yes.
Yeah, there's intention behind it, which is good.
Right, because, you know, I feel that I need, if I'm structured, I give my, whatever I want to say, it comes out better.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I think that it serves better the purpose.
Everybody stay tuned. We're going to come back and talk more about what recent blog posts are on Splash of Teal right now.
Imagine what it would feel like to lose everything. Your job, your home, your family, your dignity. This has happened to thousands of the men, women, veterans, and young adults we serve at Working Wardrobes. What do we do to help? We provide career development services, life skills workshops, job skills training. We provide the perfect interview outfit, and we get clients placed in jobs. Call Working Wardrobes, 714-210-2460. Donate, volunteer, invest, hire.
When it comes to pioneers in their respective industries, we all know the Apples, Starbucks, and Trader Joe's of the world. In the realm of recruiting, Decision Toolbox is the industry's best-kept secret. With 90% of their business from referrals and repeat customers, for over 20 years, Decision Toolbox's U.S.-based team of recruiters, sourcers, professional writers, quality personnel, and tech support has perfected a Six Sigma approach to talent management. No matter the size of the project, Decision Toolbox delivers incredible results. A cost per hire less than half of what contingency firms charge. With the winning candidate presented in an average of 14 days. All with a 12-month candidate warranty. With results like that, Decision Toolbox won't be a secret for long. Visit us at www.dtoolbox.com for more information.
All right, let's pick it back up with Cheryl and her guest.
Thank you, Paul. Welcome, everybody, back to the Skinny on Beauty. I'm here today with Zuma Arian from Splash of Teal. Everybody go to splashofteal.com to see a picture of Zuma, or you can follow us at Skinny on Beauty to see some of her pictures from the recent press for today's show. Before the break, we were talking about just different content that Zuma had on her lifestyle fashion blog and what her latest entries were. So, Zuma, if you want to take off from there and tell us what you've recently done. I know that you went to OC Fashion Week. What else have you put
up
on
OC
your blog?
Fashion Week actually was a lot of fun, I have to say.
It was.
It really was.
It was.
and then after that, I did quite several posts on different type of outfits. I recently put a rock and roll kind of a girl outfit. I had so much fun. Leather pants and biker jacket.
Now, who does your
shirt?
Who does your photography?
Oh my gosh. It's Lindley McKellar, my very, very good friend. She
fantastic.
Is fabulous. She's such
a good.
Awesome photographer, creative person, and I'm having such a good time with her.
Now, do you do your shots for your individual posts? Do you do them, meaning shots, meaning the pictures?
Right.
Do you do them before or after you write your content?
When I plan the outfit, I already more or less have an idea what I want to say, because what this outfit says, what does this outfit expresses, and then I do photos and then I write.
Okay. And how long does that process take you?
You mean from styling to pictures
initiation?
Yeah. I would think that styling, I mean, I style several outfits at the same time, kind of, and styling would be probably, it takes an idea of what this girl about who is wearing this outfit. So I would imagine from start to posting it, it's probably about 2 hours.
2 hours. Yeah. Okay. That's not bad. That's good.
I'm
even with taking the pictures, does she come to your house or?
Well, no, usually we get together for coffee and then mm-hmm. we go and take pictures and we take several pictures and
okay.
that's what we do, yeah.
And how often? Is that still weekly?
No. We do maybe every 2 to 3 weeks we get
okay.
together.
Okay. That's more doable, right?
Right, yeah. Because otherwise, you know, I need to do several shots at the same, several outfits at the same time in one day. So mm-hmm. I change in the car.
We got to do what we got to do as boss ladies, right?
Sometimes I sweat so much because it's been summer. It was so hot.
Yes. It's been getting very humid and
yes,
hot.
It yes. was so bad. But I, on the other hand, it's just so much fun.
It is fun.
I'm having a blast with it.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good. I'm really glad to hear that. And you know what? Vlogging is fun. You know, you have to get yourself motivated and get out there
right.
and do what you feel your creative outlet is.
Right. Because if you don't love it, then you can't really do it. It's a lot of work.
Now I have to interrupt and say, is it more fun to do podcasting or blogging?
Ooh.
Oh. What do you mean?
Actually, this is International Podcast Day.
This is my very first one, and I am having such an amazing time. I was so nervous at first, but I'm like having a blast.
Thank you, OZ Talk Radio. Yeah, no, you know what? I will answer that question as well. I would have to say that I really look forward to doing the podcast. I have so much fun doing it.
See, there you go.
Yeah. And, you know, the blogging.
It's storytelling.
Is fun,
I mean, blogging serves a purpose and you can build
yeah.
a community, but you get a one-on-one conversation when you sit down with somebody, I think.
Yeah. And you know what?
Oh,
I mean,
awesome.
Girls love
really
to chat. Nice.
Yes.
It's like we're having tea time in the studio. So now we were talking about, you know, the content and why you started your Splash a Tail blog, which was keeping you, the creative side of you, and also
right.
relieving some stress. But, you know, I want to dive into, you know, how you stay motivated to do it. Because I know for myself as a blogger, a lot of other bloggers come to me, especially at the Poolside Pretty event, and we're like, how do you stay motivated? You know, well, their first question actually is, how did you get into this industry? And then it's, how do you stay motivated? So I'm going to point those questions to you, Zuma.
Well, to stay motivated, first of all, you've got to love this. You really have to want it so badly that you're willing to put all this work and effort into blogging. You really have to love it. And, you know, I recently came up with a quote by, of course, one and only Coco Chanel, and she said that my life didn't please me, so I created my life. And this is, I really think it really answers that. You're trying to create your life. You're trying to build living, doing what you want to do. And you have to love it because you're spending so much time working.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, if you don't love it, it's time wasted. That's mm-hmm. how I see it.
Yes. Yes. So what would maybe say three or four tips be that you would give to other bloggers? Other than, you know, obviously having passion that drives you to stay motivated to be able to get out there and blog and keep that creative side of you, because I know that it's a struggle and, you know, finding that balance in life in any type of situation that you find yourself in is always going to be a struggle. But when you find something that really, you know, you have passion for and helps you
right.
create beautiful things online that you can
right.
actually index and go back and look at, you know, that's passion itself and reason in itself to stay motivated. But what are some other tips that you have?
Well, you know what? Every time if I hit some stumbles, because, you know, not every single rosy picture, and when I hit some stumbles and I kind of feel like I'm done, this is it, I remind myself why I do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of say, look, this is what you love, this is what you want to build your life be like, and that's one of the things that really helps me to stay motivated. And I had quite a few failed projects in my life. So, and I learned that if you don't plan, you're doomed to fail. It's right. really difficult. You really have to plan and kind of understand. I mean, you will never know exactly how things are going to go, but more or less you need to understand what it takes and be ready for it. And when you're emotionally ready for it, it's really much easier to take the setbacks. Setbacks mm-hmm. are easier because when you don't know those setbacks are coming, you're like, oh, why did I get myself into this? And you forget it. Mm-hmm. So understanding what you're undertaking is definitely important. My other thing, I guess, other two things, two more things that are important, I think, that one is staying positive. And when I decided to start a blog, and, you know, I'm an attorney, and everybody's like, what's blog? And I started explaining to them, and everybody's trying to have it around me, because a lot of my friends and my family, they have never read blogs. And I started to explain to them, and it was very difficult for me, because it's hard when people don't support you.
Yes.
So I try to stay positive and try to remind myself that, you know what, if I want to live my life the way I want to live my life, and then there's nothing wrong with it. And eventually my family, my friends became my such biggest supporters. And if somebody doesn't support you, like whoever is deciding to do whatever you love, just don't listen to them.
You have to make yourself
you
happy.
You have to stay positive.
Yes.
And I guess my other one that is also, I think, important is celebrating accomplishments. The end result, yeah, you may have your goals, but sometimes it takes a long time to get to those goals, and there's so many setbacks before you get to those goals. I really do think that you have to celebrate even really little small steps.
Yes.
If you mm-hmm. got somewhere, just enjoy it. Just have fun. And, you know, whether it is to get a lipstick, or you would think that, hey, you know what, let's go out, or let's have a party. You need that. You
yeah, really listen to your inner voice.
Yeah, yeah, you need to reward yourself all the time. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter where you're going to get. The mm-hmm. matter is the journey, you know, how you get there. That's what it is.
Yes, and I think you touched on some really important key points. I mean, keeping yourself happy and knowing what you need. Like, if you're not happy, your quote was wonderful. You know, say it again for us.
Yes, she said that my life didn't please me, so I created my life.
Right. So if you know that your life, you're not happy where you're at, and you need a change in something, and you're scared to go out on a limb because you're afraid of what others might think, you know, they might not know what a blog is, like your family didn't, or they might criticize your blog, do it anyway. Right. You know, and I agree with that, because I had, and I've talked about this before on the show, I had such, it was like at the time, 4 years ago, 4 years ago this December, wow, I started my company. And at that time, it was the hardest thing I'd ever done. Right. I mean, I got my master's degree. I traveled around the world. I did all these things by myself and had all these great accomplishments. But it was the hardest thing I'd ever done. And the reason why it was the hardest thing I'd ever done is because I was scared of what other people were going to say. Because I was putting myself out there online. Social media, you know, was cutting edge. And now, of course, I have a master's in marketing, but I taught myself social media marketing because social media was not around when I was, right. I mean, I'm getting old now. Paul.
Why are you looking at me? I'm old. I got a question for you guys. You know, this is such a fast-changing space. How many beauty bloggers are there just here in Orange County? And how many of them make money at this, or is it all just passion?
Well, I think that it's definitely not dozens. It's thousands, or probably hundreds of thousands.
Wow, that many. Okay.
I would think.
Well, in Orange County alone.
Oh, just Orange County. Yeah.
Orange County. Yeah, you know what, Paul, I don't know, but what I do know mm-hmm. is that there's probably only a dozen that are successful.
Okay.
That's the difference.
So there are people out just playing around with this, but there's a dozen true influencers
right.
out there.
Because I've met a lot, and because I correlate my clients with... I started Skinny on Beauty to support my company through blogger outreach and also press, right?
Okay.
And so in doing that, when I went to these networking events, I met a lot of Orange County bloggers, and a lot of them didn't follow through. Mm-hmm. So you really have to weed out, you know, and that's why they hire me, because a lot of different companies or other people or themselves would go out and they would be giving out product without any result. So I'm like that third party and also a blogger, but you know, that third party that mends the gap between good bloggers, bad bloggers. And so, yeah, I would say that there's only about a dozen, and they are popping up more. People are more motivated recently to blog and actually follow through. I've noticed that in the last 6 months or a year, but prior to that, it was less than a dozen from my experience. Hmm.
And do they stick with it for a while, or do they come and go? Is it a fast-changing landscape?
It's a very rare case. Like, Zuma is a rare case for me because she did just start her blog. But we met, and I saw her passion behind it. I saw the content that was really good. And she understood social media and why she was doing it. She has a daily agenda. She's organized. She's in, you know, she has passion for this. And that's really what takes a blogger that usually would take a blogger about a year or a year and a half to make some money off their blog or even get noticed and get on the show if they didn't have everything in line. But Zuma, in my case, I saw Zuma as, you know, success. And so I wanted her to come on my show because I know that she's going to be going places. I mean, she's got everything that, you know, she knows why she's doing this and has a purpose for it. But with most bloggers, you know, especially for like blogger babes is around because a lot of people, a lot of bloggers, they are inspired. They have an idea, they have a concept, but they don't really understand the intention behind it. Mm. And so they have to reach out to other outlets and build a network and have tools to help them understand how to craft their blog and actually make money from that voice.
So Zuma, where do you want to take this? Is this just a fun thing on the side? You're going to be an attorney your whole life, or is this a new second career? Is this, you want to be at Fashion
Week? I'm laughing because she's laughing.
Yeah. Where's this going to go? Your mother called me and wants to know here.
Oh, gosh. Don't pick up the phone yet. my mom was so proud of me when I, you know, went to law school and passed the bar.
Well, of course, yeah.
But it's interesting that my mother, actually, my fashion sense does come from my mother.
See?
But, yes, I'm actually, I would love to eventually grow into bigger projects and do amazing things. I think it's very fulfilling. I mean, you have to be not fooled because, I mean, every business is a business and there's a lot of things that you come along with it. Mm-hmm. And a lot, for example, just doing social media or going and socializing with people and reaching out to other bloggers, it's not easy. Especially, like for me, I'm an introvert and it took me a while to get myself up and actually go, and I was like, well, what am I going to say?
Mm-hmm.
it took me a while, but so I really think that whoever is interested in blogging, yes, you do need to do great content, but you also need to get yourself out there.
So do you see yourself more so growing more into the blogging realm, more so than the attorney realm, or do you see your worlds colliding still?
Mom, turn off the phone. Turn off the computer.
I know. I wanted an answer from that. I'm very curious.
I'm taking one day at a time.
Figuring it out.
But I love blogging. And I'm definitely would love to see it grow.
Right.
And when you say grow, is it strictly, like they talk about affiliate sales, so people like what you're saying, and then you refer them someplace and earn a commission off of that? Is that the way you guys make money? Or is it more than that? People subscribe to this or pay for your advice somehow?
Well, at this point, I'm using Skim Links as affiliate links. Mm-hmm. So that if somebody...
Shout out to Skim Links.
Yeah.
So that if whatever outfits I put on, those are my outfits, and I do link them to Nordstrom or any other store. Mm-hmm. And then if my readers love it, then they want to purchase it. If they click on my link and it goes to at a store and they purchase it, then I guess I get some commissions for that.
Commission, yeah.
Guilty!
You earned her some money?
Yeah. Well, I was like, oh, what is this? So, Zuma, did you do your own web development on your website?
Yes, I did. I'm adding little by little. My blog is right now almost where I want it to be, mm-hmm. and I'm still working. I used to have my previous one, my diary, was more like it was on eBlogger.
Okay.
And I found mm-hmm. eBlogger is quite easy.
Yes.
But I decided that, you know what, I'm moving up. Yeah. And I started a WordPress.
Yes.
And it's okay.
Did you teach yourself that?
Little by little, I teach myself. Yeah.
Did you fool around with the content management system, the CMS, or did you get into actually coding the CMS yourself, or did you just buy a theme and
I had to buy a theme. I couldn't code. Mm. Yeah.
It's really easy to buy the themes, but what I find challenging is the continual updates and changes that I want to make on the site, because blogging is becoming so important these days, in certain sectors, right, of the market. And so websites for bloggers are changing and growing from a business perspective. And so to stay on that cutting edge trend, you really have to dive more into the development side, not coding, but just understanding the different plugins and how they work and what, what theme is really going to, because some of the themes I've come across, you can't update the theme to, after you buy it, you can't update it.
No, you're stuck with it.
Afterwards, to actually be part of the new technology of what you want. Like, say you want a pop-up, to come up to, at a certain time for subscribers or something. I run across that, so I teach myself as well on skinnyonbeauty.com. And so everybody, tweet me and tell me how ridiculous the site is.
right now.
Yeah, give me your tips. I need a good web developer.
Unfiltered comments requested
now. Yes, I'm totally okay with constructive criticism.
Now, what about rich media? Because this is a form of, oddly enough, this medium, podcasting as it's now called, or what we're doing, which is live podcasting, that's even stranger, which we think is internet radio. Podcasting grew out of, was originally called audio blogging. It was taking a blog, mm-hmm. and it still is published in that way. You still write a blog post, but you attach an audio file that you recorded to it, and then through the magic of encoding, it becomes an RSS feed, a real simple syndication, so people can subscribe to it, get it. It's the audio is stored somewhere else, and it's attached to the blog, so it's an audio blog. And that didn't seemed to change blog. For a while, they thought, well, that's just going to blow the written word out. Everybody's going to do audio blogging, and then came video blogging. Well, that's even better. Who's going to write something when you can see it? Mm-hmm. But that hasn't seemed to happen.
It is happening. It's just slow. So, I know that we're incorporating a little bit into the studio.
We're trying to do some video blogging here, exactly. We're playing with some technology that will allow us to capture this in-studio set and is in studio sit down here.
More inspirational pieces like a Periscope are taking forth, I believe, instead of the traditional video blogging. And YouTube is number one search engine in the world.
Yeah.
But in the sense of live, content, like what we're doing here in the studio today, a lot of people do like to see what's going on. And so, if we can capture that feed live, which we can, mm-hmm. if we really wanted to, then I feel like my fans would be more engaged. So there is a demand there, Paul,
to move in that direction.
Right. But I think that there's so many other third parties out there that are really taking off because it's simpler to use them. Like Periscope is the simplest thing in the world to use. So anyway, I know we have to wrap up.
Yep.
Paul, let's do one more commercial break and then we'll come back in and close out with Zuma Aran.
All right. We could get some quotes and all that good stuff here.
Yeah.
Okay. Right back.
Imagine what it would feel like to lose everything. Your job, your home, your family, your dignity. This has happened to thousands of the men, women, veterans, and young adults we serve at Working Wardrobes. What do we do to help? We provide career development services, life skills workshops, job skills training. We provide the perfect interview outfit, and we get clients placed in jobs. Call Working Wardrobes, 714-210-2460. Donate, volunteer, invest. Higher.
When it comes to pioneers in their respective industries, we all know the Apples, Starbucks, and Trader Joe's of the world. In the realm of recruiting, Decision Toolbox is the industry's best-kept secret. With 90% of their business from referrals and repeat customers, for over 20 years, Decision Toolbox's U.S.-based team of recruiters, sourcers, professional writers, quality personnel, and tech support has perfected a Six Sigma approach to talent management. No matter the size of the project, Decision Toolbox delivers incredible results. A cost per hire less than half of what contingency firms charge. With the winning candidate presented in an average of 14 days. All with a 12-month candidate warranty. With results like that, Decision Toolbox won't be a secret for long. Visit us at www.dtoolbox.com for more information.
All right, a few minutes to wrap up. We were just talking offline, and I was asking Zuma, what is her niche? Is the world her oyster? Is she going after everybody everywhere? Or is there some particular group of people that she's trying to blog to?
Well, I would love if everybody in the world would, would be interested. But I think that once women hit some certain age, and I would say it's 40, it could be a little less, it could be a little more.
Okay.
Life gets just difficult. Mm-hmm. It's just so many responsibilities.
That's why they call it hitting 40.
Yeah, there you go.
40 over the hill, I think is what it's called.
No, but seriously, you know, sometimes I find myself, I get so tired. I don't want to dress up. I don't want to put makeup. I don't care how I look. And it's important to pick yourself up. So that's basically who is my audience. I want women to be able to do whatever they need to do, but also really enjoy their life and bring some splash of color.
Oh, perfect. So do you have any upcoming events that we can see you at here in Orange County for fall or winter?
Right now for fall and winter, I don't have anything in Orange County, but I am going to the Grove for a Simply Stylist event. I think it's on October 10th. And then, you know, awesome. I take one at a time. So.
Okay, well, let
and
me tell you.
I'll just go from there.
You need to be at StyleCon on November 7th.
Yes. Oh, my God. Why did I forget? I am there.
Yes, you're coming.
I am coming.
BFFs.
And, yes, I am coming. And November 8th is my birthday, so they should know. Remember that.
Oh, perfect. Yes.
And explain what StyleCon is.
So StyleCon, actually, it's the first StyleCon for Orange County. Actually, it's first StyleCon ever.
Is this like and conning it, people on style? No, it means something different. Okay.
It's put on from some amazing marketing ladies that have teamed up together. They've done smaller events. Now they're working with Sleek Hair in Orange County. Mana Cosmetics is going to be there. I believe Crown Brush is going to have a part in it. There's some other talks of other big brands. But basically, it's just to get together from a consumer and fan perspective on fashion. And then there's going to also be bloggers, lifestyle, fashion, beauty bloggers, speaking on a panel. And one of them is myself.
Wow. And what date is this again?
It's November 7th.
And where is it at?
And it's here at the Hangar in Orange County. And you can go to style-con.com.
Where's the Hangar? I don't know where the Hangar is.
The Hangar is an industrial area where there's a lot of style going on.
Oh, that's why I don't know it.
Some fantastic coffee. I mean, epic coffee. But, yeah.
So I love it there. We can look up the Hangar and we can find
You can look up the Hangar, yeah.
Like a district
South Orange
or
County.
A shopping area or mm-hmm. something. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So give yourself a shout out, Zuma,
please.
And tell us where we can find you, what social media channels, and your handle.
Well, I am splashofteal.com, and I have Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, all of it, Twitter, Splash of Teal.
Okay, at Splash of Teal.
Splash of Teal.
Perfect. You're one of the lucky ones that got the same handle for every channel.
It would be so hard to keep track because there's so many channels.
But you don't have a Splash of Teal on today, do you?
She does. Does she on her necklace.
Oh, I can see it.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
She had to look. Oh, thank God I do. Right.
She's like, thank you, Cheryl.
She told me not to, you know, turn away from microphones. So.
A splash of teal. So that's teal. Your brand. You got to have a splash of
there
teal always.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's been wonderful talking to you today, Zuma.
It was so fun.
Yes, I love it. I mean, I've got to get in the studio more, Paul.
You
thank
too?
You guys.
I don't know why.
It was really awesome.
You find the coolest people to come in here. Old hippie looking me with my T-shirts and shirts on here. You know, I need some style. And my wife always says, why don't you listen to some of these women when they come here?
Before we sign off, I do close all of my shows with an inspirational quote. Something that you have held close to yourself or held yourself accountable to at one time or another?
Well, I guess there's going to be another one by one and only Coco Chanel. And she said, success is most often achieved by those who don't know that the failure is inevitable. So whenever you want something and if you think, oh, that can't happen, you know what? It can. You just
fantastic.
Have to get up and make it happen.
I love your quotes.
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
well,
yes.
Thank you to, you know, Coco Chanel.
Yes, exactly. And thank you to all of my listeners. Don't forget, you can tweet me at Skinny on Beauty if you want to be a guest on my show. You may also reach out for a consultation with me for building your own beauty brand or health presence online. In addition to social media marketing, PR services at unitesocially.org. Until next time, stay beautiful, Orange County.
You've been listening to the only show where beauty and art collide. It's the Skinny on Beauty, the only show that gives you the straight scoop on what's happening here in the beauty industry, particularly in Orange County, Southern California. Brought to you by Orange County's only community radio station, octalkradio.net.